S&OP roles and responsibilities. S&OP has certain roles that need filling, and each role has certain responsibilities. Some of these roles require a shift in mindset toward greater collaboration. S&OP roles. Decisions reached in the S&OP process play a critical role in guiding the business. These decisions are instrumental in developing tactical plans for sales, marketing, production, procurement, and finance. Therefore, it is critical to have a cross-functional team with the right skills engaged at the right time. Exhibit 2-4 details the positions that typically populate these roles. S&OP responsibilities. Sales and operations planning ties together the organization's operational plan and its strategic business plan, providing a holistic view of demand, supply, and finance. Since each of these areas plays a role, it is important to understand who needs to do what. Many companies that have adopted a formal S&OP process will attest to its benefits. These include more effective supply and demand synchronization by looking ahead 15 to 18 months and involving stakeholders in trade-offs between sales and production to meet customer service and financial objectives. An effective S&OP process starts with a clear definition of responsibilities. Exhibit 2-5 summarizes the responsibilities of the 6 major S&OP roles. The responsibilities of 2 participants are particularly important. The executive champion or sponsor who lends legitimacy and authority to bringing various functional interests together in a transparent, well-organized process. The process owner, who is responsible for framing issues and identifying which decisions can be made by the pre-S&OP team and which need to be resolved by the executive team. As you examine the responsibilities of the various teams as detailed in Exhibit 2-5, notice the involvement of middle management throughout the planning process. They play a very active role and are responsible for updating the sales forecast, reviewing the impact of the changes, identifying alternatives, formulating agreed-upon recommendations for top management regarding overall changes to the plans, communicating this information to top management prior to the executive S&OP meeting, shifts in mindset and responsibilities. For many organizations, the actual implementation of sales and operations planning requires some shifting, both in mindset and responsibilities. To ensure success, this shift needs to happen at 2 levels, top management and functional roles. Top management. For S&OP to be successful, top management must provide the necessary direction to accomplish what is required. Once the commitment has been made from the top, it is all about execution, getting the right individuals and teams together, arranging meetings, participating in the process, and following up on decisions. There are 3 things that top management can do to lead the S&OP culture change. Align performance goals and metrics. The executive sponsor needs to require participation of the various functional area leaders. If the sponsor is not the president or the chief executive officer, the sponsor will need the president's or chief executive officer's support in this matter. Another way for top management to reinforce the importance of S&OP is to ensure that performance measurement and rewards align with the plan. Many organizations find that S&OP and the existing process have conflicting performance measures. Therefore, S&OP may require examining and revising performance goals. Enforce changes. One of the benefits of S&OP is running the business from one set of numbers, requiring managers to use a different set of numbers for budgeting than is used for S&OP may cause confusion and erode the process. Top management should be leading the culture change within the organization to align all numbers. Resolve trade-offs between departments before approval. The commitment of top management to follow through an act is essential. It is often challenging to maintain the rigor required to gain the full benefit of S&OP. Top management must make and follow up on the tough decisions regarding trade-offs between functions. Functional roles. The primary role of all functions involved in S&OP is to hit the target, and the goal is to get the S&OP team to own the plan. Each function will have its own view of the plan, the sales plan and the finance plan in monetary units, and the production plan and the inventory/backlog plan in units. Since these are just different views of the same plan, this will help avoid the common situation of blaming others rather than working to resolve issues. When something is preventing one team or another from hitting the target, Team members must share that information so that the best trade-offs for the organization can be made in a timely manner. Communication and transparency are critical to making the monthly meeting successful. For many organizations, this level of transparent communication is challenging. It requires those involved to be willing to share information that may not make their department look the best. It also requires the team surrounding them to be supportive and offer solutions. Or departments may be asked to accept decisions, trade-offs, that may not provide them the best numbers in the short term.